Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
I'm advised by text to 51551 to drink plenty of water. It relieves and drains sinus. So there you go. More advice to 51551. Bandon singer-songwriter Áine Duffy knows all about the cost of touring around the country. So she decided to build her own stage out of, wait for this, out of a donkey box and take it around the country. And now she has a mobile performance unit, and she's building a second one now. It's a donkey box turned mobile performance arena with live-in accommodation, and it sounds fascinating, I must say. Áine Duffy, fall to root, chuig glór. Come on, I can't get over it. I think this donkey box turned stage, you're called it the, after your name, Duffy, the Duff Box, is that right?
So that's what caused all the stir and the crack during the pandemic, because I wanted to release music. And so I had come up with this idea. But then after the pandemic, I was like, how can I make this? Because people are saying, oh, we wish we'd more bring the crack back. All kinds of people are saying, and musicians are kind of struggling with like accommodation or with places to rot. It costs a lot getting hotels every night. I mean, people complain about having to go up for a weekend, but for us, we have to go a lot of weekends.
Every night, it's getting
expensive. So I kind of thought, how can I do it bigger? So I want to get, if I can, get a Luton and make a whole big thing for musicians and venue owners, because they also are trying to put up artists.
I like it because it's creative, innovative, entrepreneurial. It's got to kind of get up and go. But you're talking about Duff Box 2. I want to bring you back first.
Duff Box 2.0.
Yeah, bring me back to Duff Box 1, right? So this is the just describe to people the donkey box and how you turned it into a mobile performance arena.
It was like it looks smaller than a horse box, you know. It's colourful. People were probably thinking there's ice cream coming, you know. it didn't have all the walls, you know. It was missing a few bits now. There was a fair few bits missing, but I knew that the steel, the chassis and everything around it was good, and I could go from there.
Restriction.
Well, I had to make sure there was walls in it, for sure. Surroundings. And then the stage I made from the drop-down door, because, you know, the back opens. So I had got that welded. And so once that backed down, there was already like a flat stage. But I obviously had stronger wood put in there and covered it. And so, it was nice to do anyway.
And you coloured it red. I'm looking at a picture of it with...
I know, it looks like the Cork flag. That wasn't intentional.
The Duff Box, right? It's red and black. And then the stage opened down in the form of the door, and you emerged from the Duff Box with a guitar. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. It's like back in the day when you play the gigs and everyone's around you, you know, like Buddy Holly be playing and everyone's involved. Like, this is the thing you kind of miss out on. It's hard when you pay loads of money to go to a concert and you can't see.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. And so it's nice now because everyone can get involved. And Ireland's gorgeous. So I was thinking, it was almost hard not to be going to these spots, and everyone was able to come or bring 10 and like, the beauty of it, and all the ages were able to come, and the fun is there, and the friendships that were made. I kind of was saying this could be part of people's tours.
Yeah, it's
like,
brilliant.
There's gorgeous spots in Ireland.
And forgive me for this question, right?
Community.
Forgive me, but I am really curious.
I'll try.
did you sleep in the donkey box?
I did a few times. A few times. But you know, the single woman thing, it can be a bit daunting, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a Duff Box and I've just played a gig, I'd probably be in it. So this would be a bit safer, you know.
Yeah. Okay. before I move on to Duff Box 2, right, where did you bring the Duff Box and the Donkey Box, and where did you perform, say?
So there was restrictions to start off. So I had to be in Cork. I was in Cork. So I down in Alahees. At the furthest point, you should have seen it going down over the corners around Irish and Alahees. Hilarious. Great fun. So that was epic. People were coming out of nowhere with the deck chairs. I sat in the van and looked on and the excitement, and they had tables, food and tents and children and all kinds of people, you know.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. And then, it, you know, when it gets dark in Alahees, there's not much light pollution. So there was just a duff box and a few stars and the moon, and you could see the outline of the cliffs and the water, and oh, wow. It was amazing.
And the real star on the back of the duff box on your duffy. But you know what, it strikes me, you've really done your market research now, and you want to build and develop Duff Box 2. So tell me about the difference then, and tell me about your plans for it.
Okay. So I want to bring back music being a community rather than like a competition. And like, there's so much stuff here. It's amazing. There's amazing musicians around, and the culture and the accents and the way they are and the shows. I mean, your heart. I mean, that's why people love coming to Ireland too. And the special gigs or the session in the corner that you remember for the rest of your life. Or I remember seeing a fiddle player playing once in the Hairy Lemon or something, I don't know how many years ago, and my heart was pounding, and it was just a fiddle player in a pub with one mic over 10 of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a special connection there, and people have their memories from songs everywhere, and there's amazing Irish ones. We're known for it, you know. It's true, it's there now. So yeah. I just think it'd be lovely if say for example the Duff Box, I'm going to try and find locations around Ireland, so if anyone has any spots, let me know. And anyone own a few castles? Michael Flatley, funny up there.
But Michael, going, you have since you mentioned Michael Flatley, I know you have a GoFundMe page, don't you?
I do.
So tell me about that. Tell Michael Flatley about that.
All right, sure. I'll tell Bono as well. Bono.
Tell them all. Michael O'Leary.
Michael. All the Michaels. Yeah, Michael O'Leary. Has anyone got an email address for Michael O'Leary? So I have a GoFundMe, and it's called The Duff Box, Bringing the Crack Back, Music Revolution. So I just want to get that together. I want to try and get a Luton, and I'd particularly like one of them because there's a box and there's a cab over the top, so I could make more beds. I could make accommodation because it's also expensive to be buying dinners and trying to find things when you're out traveling too. And some of us like to, you know, we like to cook and have nice food too. You want to keep your mind strong, you know.
And you don't want to develop this just for yourself. You do want it for yourself.
No.
You want to rent it out at low cost as well to other artists. Isn't that your plan?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. And if venue owners want it, if artists want to just take it away for a few days, I've gotten letters of support from loads of people. Like, there's like single parents who are maybe folk musicians. They'd love to be able to go to some spots around while they're releasing. But, you know,
you
they
know
can
what?
Bring the child, they can go.
Can I tell you something? I love...
You have a Luton.
No, I wish I did to give you... But I love your spirit and your innovation. And
thank
I think
you.
We need more on your Duffies.
Thank you.
Honest to God. Let me tell people straight up, the Duff Box on tour with Áine Duffy, that's the GoFundMe. We'll certainly have you back to see how it's going, Áine. But thank you very much indeed for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks a million. Slán, thank you.